Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Carulla and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Wake up, Hollywood.
I thought you needed a little pick-me-up. See, it works.
It did. It's such a catchy tune.
I wish I wrote that.
It's such a good hook, right? Is that what it's called, a hook?
Dude, you're learning,
I'm
dude.
I'm so learning.
Man, this is making my heart feel all... Yeah. Ah, shit.
Bugle.
How was your week, buddy?
It's good.
Yeah?
Nothing
eventful. You enjoy the one day of rain that we've had all winter?
I fucking love rain.
What did you do on the day of rain? I want to know
day
what
of rain?
You did. Yeah, the day of rain, winter is coming.
What day was the rain?
I think it was...
Was it Saturday or Sunday?
I think it was Sunday. What did you do on Sunday?
What did I do on Sunday? Saturday I went to Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh, that must have been awesome. It was perfect weather for
it. It was awesome.
Dude.
And Colton's 48 inches tall, so he could ride the big boy roller coasters.
Oh my God. What did you choose first?
We went on Ghost Rider.
Yeah, that's a great ride.
It's fucking rattly as shit.
Well, it's a little bit scary.
It's wooden.
Yeah, it's old school. It's very old school.
It's real, like old school, like probably should be condemned.
Yes.
Old school.
No,
like,
it actually really should be. Too.
Like really rat. Like this thing's going to fly off the track.
That's like that ride at Magic Mountain. Colossus?
I passed out on Colossus.
Really?
I went one day. This is like 10 years ago. I went to Magic Mountain.
You're a pussy.
No, you don't understand what I did. I didn't just go on Colossus and then pass out. What happened was I went and, you know, I went clockwise around the park and hit every single roller coaster.
Right.
So I went on every single roller coaster and then ended with Colossus.
And how did that make you pass out?
Because by that time, my brain had taken in so much head trauma because you're just getting banged around for like...
Were you like that?
It's fucking awful. That's what you're going to be like if you do that again. So I probably had a slight concussion from the amount of like just having your brain shaking around that much all day long.
And honestly, that's one of those where it's so hardcore. I mean, it's it is not a fun roller coaster. Like that's a fun roller coaster. But you know what? That one
it
is like
didn't need the sound effect.
But it was good. You know what? There was a little snicker I saw on your face. You were like, he kind of cued that.
No, because I saw you looking for it. I'm like, he's looking for a fucking roller coaster sound effect.
Easy there.
That's the one I wanted
easy
to leave.
Easy there.
But anyway, we did all the roller coasters. Colossus last. And you know the dip where you go straight down and then it goes into the spiral?
Yeah.
On like the second spiral loop, everything just went black.
Dude, I've never heard of anybody.
And I just, Tracy was, she wasn't riding it. She was watching me and she saw me go out. She saw me just like drop.
She must have been like, oh my God.
She's like, oh my God.
You? Was this like 2 weeks ago?
30, 25?
You literally passed out on a roller coaster.
Because I had taken not just one roller coaster. It was the accumulation of the 18 other roller coasters I'd done in the previous 4 hours. And
so
it was just
like sensory overload? Like you?
I think
like,
my brain was just like, fuck you.
Wow.
That's never happened to me before, but it was just like, because I had a headache going into it.
Oh, that's tough.
Because from all the other roller coasters, I'm like, I don't know if I want to do this.
Okay, now you...
I don't want to do this.
Yeah, I could see that now. I could see that now.
Yeah, if you ride too many roller coasters, you get a headache.
Do you have a phobia of roller coasters?
No, not at all.
So have you gone on that since?
I know, I just haven't been back there.
Yeah, that's a good old excuse.
It wasn't scary to black out. Blacking out's not scary.
Sounds like you're chickening out, if you know what I'm saying.
No, they tore it down, so I can't ride again anyway.
What? Well, that's right. So wait, dude, it got the best of you before it got torn down.
It beat me. Colossus
dude,
beat me.
How do you? That's gotta hurt.
Colossus's bitch,
dude. Honestly, it took you by the balls and threw your balls.
It did.
Out.
It kicked my ass, but that's only because I took on 18 other roller coasters that day.
Yeah, you know, Colossus hears that a lot. They're like, "Yeah, dude, we're at amusement park." Yeah, that's what you do when you come here.
Colossus is the bully.
Well, that's. Anyway. I'm sorry that you're.
Stop looking for sound effects.
How do you know I'm doing that?
Because you're looking down.
Well,
at the table.
I could be checking my email.
If you're checking your email, then we just need to stop doing the show.
Easy.
Somebody call in.
Do you like somebody?
Somebody call Jimmy. Call in.
So wait. What was Colton's favorite ride that he went on? You said he went on Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider he didn't like. It was a little scary for him. But that's an intense ride for a kid's first big boy roller coaster. That's pretty intense. But he didn't get scared. He's like, it hurt my head. I'm like, yeah, it hurt my head.
Yeah, it rattles you.
Like, so rattling.
They got to fix that.
He liked the cowboy stunt show.
Oh, that's cool. That's a classic. Not that great, though. Do you remember how long? Oh, you've probably never been to Universal Studios like in the 80s.
No.
Well, they used to have a badass stunt show in the 80s. I used to look forward to that.
Waterworld's pretty good.
I've never seen Waterworld.
It's a good stunt show at Universal.
Well, that's at Universal. Actually, yeah, I have seen that. Did you ever know that they had Miami Vice back in the day?
No.
And they had, you know what? You would love this. They had A-Team.
Oh, that's even better.
That was the shit. And you know what? Like, when I saw B.A. Baracus, you're a kid.
Yeah.
He looked so much like him that I was like, oh my God, it's Mr. T.
It's a bad attitude.
Mr. T is
it's
right
bad
here.
Attitude.
You know, the little funny Mr. T story. So I went to...
they're all...
My friend is the daughter of Stephen Cannell. So he passed away about 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. That's not the funny part. But... he was the writer at the end of like all those shows with the typewriter and that he throws the paper. So he wrote A-Team. So Mr. T came to the funeral along with like Mario Van Peebles, like Carl Withers.
Why didn't you tell me you knew the daughter of that guy?
Dude, it was honestly Carl Withers.
He like wrote all my favorite TV shows as a kid.
He did. Murder, She Wrote. Yeah. Well, you can still meet. Well, you can't meet him. I actually never got the chance to meet him, but I went to the funeral and Carl Withers opened the door for me. He was like, hey, I'm Carl. And I'm like, hey, I know you're Apollo Creed, dude. What the fuck? Oh, this is crazy. But Mr. T was there, and like everybody was dressed in black, right? Mr. T showed up to the funeral wearing a camouflage vest and like an old, like, you know, Confederate flag as a like a beanie. It was... I was like, dude.
Did he have just a necktie, a bow tie on or anything?
Dude, no. No. Dude, it's Mr. T, dude. That's what I'm saying. He had the gold chains. He had the camouflage vest. And, dude, it was like he came out of the A-Team van.
Good for him.
It was like...
Way to keep it
and
alive.
And you know what was cool? I was like, you are a badass. Like, only you could pull that off.
That's why
and
he's B.A.
Like, he's B.A. Baracus. And he fully was in character the whole time.
Good for him.
I was like,
he's got nothing else. Good for him.
But, dude, you know what? Honestly, it's like... I would have been disappointed if he was like, hi, I'm Mr. Yeah. You know, whatever.
If you saw Mr.
Like,
T any other way, you'd be like, what are you? Yeah.
So it's pretty badass. Like that
Mr.
Was my
T
Mr.
is one
T
dimensional
story.
And he needs to stay that way.
Dude, and you know what? It's like it would have ruined it if it was any other way.
I don't want to see any depth in Mr. T.
Yeah, no, and you know what? I pity the fool.
Yeah, that's all I want out of Mr. T.
How come you don't have a pity the fool? Fuck, you got to get that as a soundbite. I pity the fool.
Or a tattoo.
Classic. Or a tattoo.
On the back of my neck.
Well, on the day of rain, I actually had a gig. And I was like, man, I kept calling the guy. I was like, yo, is this gig going to happen? Because I'm outside. And
is that Irvine? The Irvine thing?
Yeah, I played at Irvine Spectrum. And the guy was like, yeah, as long as we know, you know, it's on. It's on. It's definitely on. I'm like, you know when you just know it's going to rain. You can just see, like, the clouds, the storm. And there was a couple there that actually came out for the show.
Do people sit there? Are there seats or is it just...
Well, there's like a grassy hole and then a grassy hill. And then there's like chairs and stuff around that people sit and
is it near
drink.
The Ferris wheel or the...
I have performed at the Ferris wheel, but this one is near the movie
theater.
They should
just put you on it and then have you spin around in it and just play your guitar constantly.
Dude, I would be down for that. I'm brown and I'm down. That's how that goes.
That's what they should do.
But, I actually played in this couple that is having me play at their wedding. They came and sat for the performance. And then the weirdest thing, like this girl ran back out and I'm like, so why are you buying me a cup of coffee? Because in L.A., like that's a weird gesture, you know? And she's like, you know, I'm not from L.A., I'm from Kansas, and I just thought I would do something, like a nice gesture, and maybe it would make your day bright, you put out great vibes, and maybe it would just cause a little bit of a ripple.
So when you're performing there, are you sitting down, are you doing the full dance and all that stuff?
No, you're not doing your fucking dance and stuff? No, I'm not doing my dance, it's solo acoustic, I gotta do
that.
Well,
that's what I'm saying, that's why I was wondering, like, if you're putting on good vibes, are you doing your dance?
Well, no dance, that I saved the dance for the band, because I need a backbeat, I need a little bit of a groove.
I didn't know acoustic Nikhil and full band Nikhil.
Dude, it's like Clark Kent and Superman.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't know there was a difference. I didn't know there was acoustic.
So I just thought it was really cool. And then while she was getting my coffee, this little Asian kid was like, hey, man, I'm like an up-and-coming poet. Like, I would love to, like...
Did you go, good luck with that?
I was like, in my mind, I was like, well, there's not much of a market
for that. Good luck for that.
No. So he was just like, hey, could you look at my poem?
He goes, musician, comedian, poet.
It's in that order?
In that order, from the bottom down.
So the funny thing was, like, she came out and, like, we all were talking, and then somebody came over and they were like, you were awesome, but what was also really cool is I saw her buy you a cup of coffee, and now we want to do something nice. And it actually did cause a ripple. It was kind of cool. It was kind of cool to see that. I was like, you know what? And then all of a sudden it rained. I'm like, I can go home. Time for the Oscars. You watch the Oscars?
No, I don't watch.
Not a single Oscar? Not one? Not
Hollywood
Oscar
doesn't want to let me in their party, so I don't want to watch their party.
Well,
that's the way I feel.
But it should give you that, like, you should watch it so you can one day say, I watched you.
I used to love it as a kid. I loved it. I loved it up until, like, my mid-late 20s. And then
you just stopped? You're like...
I've gotten so jaded from the whole thing. Like, just people... It's too much self-congratulations and too much, like, just patting each other on the back. It makes me kind of sick. Especially knowing, like, how...
You're a lone wolf, Eddie.
I know I am. But it's just, like, the world is so... There's so many things going on in the world. And for us to, like...
It celebrates art.
It doesn't celebrate art.
Well, sometimes it does.
It doesn't anymore.
Well, it's, you know, like Whiplash is an indie.
The Lego movie doesn't get nominated for Best Animated Feature.
That's obnoxious. I agree. And yet the song does.
Fuck the Oscars.
Yeah, I agree. There were some calls that I'm like, and Selma, I don't know if you saw that movie.
I didn't
Very
see
powerful
Selma.
Movie. The director didn't get nominated. The main actor who played Martin
There's
Luther
too many.
King,
it's all political. It's political and all this other crap.
It's still fun.
It's fun.
I will say this: it is fun to see, like, the barometer of what people think, whether it's old artists or people that are a part of the industry, what they think is great.
I mean, I think it's great to see some actors finally get recognized. Like J.K. Simmons, he got recognized, and
that's what I love, long
overdue, and I'm glad that happened.
Dude, but, you know what? He is.
But I don't want to watch the whole. I don't want to watch 4 hours of red carpets and who's wearing what.
Well, I don't do that. I actually just watched the show, and Neil Patrick Harris did a pretty good job hosting, and it was fun. It was something fun to do, and you know, I really
Lego Movie doesn't get nominated.
Well, another time. Well, I think our special guest has arrived, Mr. Alex Hobbs. Say hello.
Yo, let me in.
He's like, dude, you guys are too bitter for me to play some music.
Real
on
bitter.
Your show.
Worse than black coffee.
Alex, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
So we're good. Eddie needs a hug.
Any more than a hug.
Hold on.
I need deep penetration.
Hey, whoa.
As in a massage.
Oh.
Okay. Deep penetrating massage.
Go tell your wife.
To relax myself.
Mickey's great at that.
Easy. Alex is available for parties, and after the show, he's available too.
Pretty much just parties.
So, Alex, you grew up in Southern California, but tell us how you got involved in music. Tell us what was the bug, what that bit you in the ass and said, you gotta do this.
The bug is what bites everyone in the ass and why they start music is girls. I saw one of my friends play guitar and impress a girl, and I go, screw that guy. I'm gonna start playing guitar.
Like, that guy's a dick. I'm so much better looking than him, and he's got all of their attention.
Money for nothing, and the chicks
I had, like,
for free.
Two guitar lessons, and I quit. And I was just like, "This is stupid."
Really?
Yeah.
You're like, "What am I doing?"
Yeah. I was like, "I have to actually practice. I'm out."
Well, you probably had a shitty teacher who was like, "Okay, we're gonna start with classical music.
We're gonna learn a C chord." And I was just like, "That's, you know."
So then, what got you back into it?
I think the first song I learned was "Your Body Is a Wonderland" by John Mayer.
That's what pulled you in.
It's the creepiest song ever.
No, it's
so creepy.
Eddie, your awesome. Body is a wonderland.
It's such a creepy song. If I was a girl, I'd be like, "Ew, that's so creepy."
So that was the song that made you say, "Okay, I got to do this.
I got to do this again." That was the first song I learned, and I know you can attest. What's the first song you learned to play and sing at the same time?
For me, it was Melissa by the Allman Brothers.
Hysteria by Def Leppard.
Dude, great song. Oh, my God.
I only knew, like, three songs on guitar, and Hysteria is the first one I picked up.
That's good.
But you don't realize how hard it is until you actually do it, and you're like, this is really fucking hard.
And then it gets easier.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, my God, I'm so good.
Or you just quit.
Or you just quit like Eddie.
Like I did.
Eddie's like, I am not getting this fast enough.
Fuck this.
I should be the cynical guy in the back of the class.
I'll tell jokes.
Becomes a movie star. All right, so you learned Bodies of Wonderland, and then you were like, what's next?
Exactly, and then I started, you know, then I got bit by the songwriting bug, because once you can't play anyone else's songs very well, then you start saying, okay, I got to write my own stuff that I can play well.
Yeah.
Because I had the C chord down at that point.
What were the first couple chords you learned? You learned C chord.
I learned the C, I learned the G.
Oh, G is the best
all you
chord.
Need. G is the best chord.
The F was the tough one.
F is always the tough one.
I don't like F, I don't like A.
A is a tough one.
Not a big fan of D. G and C are the best
two. D is good. D is like, okay, I got the first three.
C and G you can just go to. Back and forth, back and forth.
To C and G, you're like this, and then when you were first learning, so you had C, G, and then you had F, and it was always that lagger that was like... And then and you always miss a note. You know, and
like, you know what's so funny is, like, now that I've been playing for so long, like, I've been playing for 18 years, you take those little things for granted, those little humps and obstacles that you put, and it's misery. Your fingers are hurting, you're, like, straining, you're in an awkward situation, you're like, dude, I suck and I'm still doing this, I can't believe it.
And it's not until you see somebody who's trying to learn guitar or another instrument and they're going over their humps and you're like, I guess that is really hard.
Yeah, yeah. And then you started writing songs.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, shit, this I'm amazing. Is amazing. This I am seriously I am talented. Man. So yeah. What was the moment that, the moment of zen where you were like, I think I can do this? And how old were you, too?
God, I started songwriting when I was 18, and I think...
Oh, our studio audience, they're really feeling that.
I think the first time I knew that I had been playing for a little bit is someone goes, do you have calluses on your hands? And I think that's when you know. And then they feel, and they go, wow, and you're like, I guess, yeah. Yeah, like, I play.
I am a badass.
I'm a player.
I'm a player, yeah. Yeah. I've been geeking around town.
Exactly.
So how old were you when you started playing?
So I didn't start singing until I was about 17.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, how did you start singing?
I started,
like, high school choir or something?
No, it was actually, my friend was the singer, and he was like, you know, let's go out and let's sing to people. And you play guitar, which I had been playing guitar since I was like 14 or something like that. And so he was like, you need to sing on this song. And it was Kiss Me by, I don't know
oh,
who
yeah.
the
hell is by. Sixpence.
Sixpence the Richer, yeah. And so I started singing, and he goes, holy shit, you can sing? And I was like, nah, fuck you. You
know? You're like, dude, what are you talking
and
about?
And we went out, and we sang for random people. It's just people, like, in the park near my house, you know. And people go, you know, to my friend, who's the singer? They go, you know, you need a little bit of work. And then to me, they go, you got to keep singing. And I was like, no way. And I haven't stopped.
And you guys, like, never talked after that,
yeah,
right?
So
that was the end of that friendship.
He moved to New York. Just,
he's a lone wolf.
Yeah.
He had a different journey.
He's working at Starbucks, just fucking writing X's over your eyeballs and pictures hanging up over his couch.
We're not Facebook friends anymore. I don't took me out of this top 8. It was
sad for your friend. What's his name? Let's give a little shout out
his
to
his name
him.
Is Tommy.
Because he got you singing. So
did,
Tommy.
Yeah. No, thank you, Tommy.
We love you, man.
Maybe he'll cross you off the kill list. Who knows?
Sorry your dreams were shattered in that day.
Who knows?
Mine were made.
I doubt it, though.
Yeah.
Those grudges seem to stick.
Those cuts run deep. So, all right. So you started singing, and then you started learning to play guitar. Now you start writing songs. What's next? What's the next part of your
I think
evolution?
The next step is figuring out what don't I want to do with my life. And I think I went to college and I went for a film degree, and I've never went for something and had it just I see just people not happy at what they're doing, and right. I just go, fuck this. You know, we got
to
you got
Eddie, did
it.
You have that? He went to film school too.
I went
too.
To film school too.
Did you have that same experience?
I went to film school to learn. I did not want to make films.
That was the same. Music school was the same experience.
I love directing. Directing would be great. I don't mind directing, but like all the other crap, all the crew work, all that stuff. Like, no. Those people, no. I mean, they work hard, and God bless them, but I would not want to do anything other than directing or acting in a film.
That's it. Editing?
Editing's okay, but, like, it's not part of, I don't know.
I understand.
It's tough to be in the technical side of whatever you like to do.
We were just talking about that on the way over here.
Yeah.
He gave me a ride over here. I'm like, I like this. I'm getting... valet.
Did you sit in the back seat like a prick?
I should have.
He sat in the trunk. It was super weird.
He's like, put the sock in my mouth and throw me in the trunk. That's what I like.
Oh, turn up Sixpence the Richer, please.
Blast it.
I love it. Kiss me. So we're going to have you sing Kiss Me. No, I'm just kidding. That's how you play something. Let's get back to this journey, but let's hear you play something
cool.
See what Tommy saw in you that none of the world saw in you quite yet.
Yeah, so this song is called Cheated On. It's original of mine, and it's have you ever met a girl who's just the nicest person you've ever met, and you're just like, God, I hope no one ever does anything shitty to you, ever. And that was this girl, and she's a good friend of mine, and she got cheated on. I'm such a bummer. And so I stayed up until like midnight, and I wrote the song, and it's still one of my favorites.
And by the way, Alex is a new artist that I just produced. I'm super proud of his record. I'm super excited to have him on the show, because this is what the show is about for me. It's like bringing on new talent that you really believe in. He's one of those guys I super, super believe in. That's all I'm going to say about it. Now, Alex, show them why.
Yeah, shout
this
out.
Is what he does.
All right.
I cry grab a clipboard and a checklist of things that make a woman perfect. I sit there waiting on a girl like you to start checking every box on the page. At the bottom you disclaim your heart was working yesterday. Today it just ain't functioning. Before I can speak, you take the opportunity to interrupt me timidly. And you say to me, I'm sorry, but I've been cheated on. What the fuck did I do wrong? Why am I the last to know? Everybody calling my phone to say I'm better than that. Move on and never look back. Coming from all the folks who think they know what I am going through. You don't grab the waist, pull the ring, kiss the lips and cheat it on. Best friend, but his friends and his parents, I'm beginning to think I may have made a mistake. But I don't want to lose the little respect that I have left by going back to the man who would do it all again. Give it a chance. I've been cheated on. What the fuck did I do wrong? Why am I the last to know? Everybody calling me every girl that's been. Crying herself to sleep, burning pictures slowly. She's stronger than you think. She deserves everything. Everything. She's been cheated on. What the fuck did she do wrong? Why is she the last to know? Everybody calling their phone to say she's better than that. Move on and never look back. Coming from all the folks who think they know what she is going through. Thank you. It's the last time she's been cheated on.
Yeah! The studio audience loved it.
Like nuts.
You get the ah.
They all stopped very suddenly on the clap. It was like they had planned.
It's like, oh, they're giving me more.
See.
And you're done.
God damn it.
You know what? I love when an artist can come in here and just kick ass on a fucking live performance.
I'm here for the gangbang.
Nikki, wrong. Seriously. I mean, I get I'm good, but, you know, the fact that you say that every time, because it gets old.
Dude, seriously, you're embarrassing me. No, honestly, no. I think one of the things I love about what I loved about working with you too is like you can just do it like that. I mean, that's what it takes. And there's so many artists that they don't sound that great when they just sit down and play a guitar, play the song through, and just give it a gut wrenching performance, make it emotional, make it in the moment, and you just did it.
That's awesome. And that's really important to me. Is I fell in love with singer-songwriters, somebody who can just have a guitar, write a song in a bedroom, and have it still be good. And no matter what you add to it, it's still good. And you're it's a good song first.
You're one of those songwriters, man. And that's, you know, one of the things when I first heard you play, I was like, this kid can really go the distance. And when you asked me to produce your record, I was like, dude, I've been waiting for you to ask me to produce your record, and I can't wait.
I think that was the best phone call to make.
Dude, actually. It was awesome. It was, and you know what, Eddie, I gotta tell you, like, he gave me the coolest message. And in a time, you know, like, Zane passed away 2 weeks ago. It's been kind of a rough couple weeks. And he called me and left the most amazing message. He's like, dude, I just want to tell you, I listened to my record. It's finally here. It's finally done. It's about to be released soon. And I'm just so ecstatic about it. I'm so in love with it. It is way past my expectations. And, man, I told him today, I was like, dude, that message, you have no idea what that meant to hear at that time. So, Alex, let's play something from your record.
Oh, definitely.
This is one of my favorite songs that we did. I personally think it's your single, but we'll see.
Why do you think it's my single?
I think it's just
the baddest. That you're,
you know what?
You're pretty excited about?
You know what? Eddie, I got to tell you, I got my very first Glockenspiel credit
And he was pestering about me the whole time.
And dude, you know what? I was like, dude, you better put my Glockenspiel credit in your album credits, dude. So, you know, I got all my like bandmates and like friends like playing on the record, like, guitar, and it just says Nikhil Kurula Glockenspiel on one song.
Glockenspiel and cheerleader.
So, dude, you know what? It is pretty badass. I'm very proud of that album credits. So here is I'm still waiting, right?
I'm not waiting.
God.
And you produced
it. I produced it. Well, because I'm looking at the your copy is like so far away from me. So I'm like, I'm not waiting. This to me is the single. And check out that Glockenspiel player. Here it is.
I've got to come clean. I've been in love with you from the very first week. Making for attempts to get you to notice me. I can see it won't be too easy, but a boy can dream. And I'll wake up with you next to me. Just a miscommunication that you are taking, I'm still taken by you. Oh, I will love you till the day I die. I don't know if I need to call you mine. I don't have much of a chance with you, so I'm not waiting. You know me better than my friends do, which makes it so damn hard to keep so far away. So I'll say, I will love you till the day I die. I don't have any to call you mine. I don't have much of a chance with you, and that's alright, cause I will love you till the day I die. I'm not thinking I'll be your guy. I don't have much of a chance with you, so I'm not.
Dude, you get another one. Oh! No, seriously. You know the funny thing, Eddie? It's like, I worked on that track months ago, you know? And it's like, you hear the final product. Dude, I was getting chills, hearing the parts come in and out. Like, parts that you don't think about until you finally get the final product. And, man, just a badass track, man. Great song. Great song.
Thank
the
you,
best buddy. Thing about producing is like when you know that the songs are good. You know what I mean? That's the thing with me. I was telling him, I'm like, I've turned down artists to produce just because it's like I just don't think the songs are there sometimes. And it's just too, it's going to be painful to go through it sometimes to try to really make something out of something that's not
and
there.
And they hate you afterwards?
I just get him another producer, you know. Hey. Like, yeah, I'm not available. Yeah, you know, that is Eddie, I'm available.
You know people can listen to this, right?
I'm available.
Listen to me and you.
I know, but I mean, that's the way, honestly, it's like if I don't believe in an artist, then what's the point?
Yeah. You
know,
I think it totally works the other way around, too, though. As a songwriter, you're nervous about the producer you get because they're going to try to influence you to do something different with your song that maybe you didn't think
and
or hear at first.
You trusted me.
I trusted you, but yeah, it's a big thing.
And he was going to go to Nashville. I'm not going to tell you who he was going to work with, but he was going to work with somebody, and then he just called me, and he was like, dude, I want you to do it. And I was like, I'm going to hit this out of the park.
I was like, Eric's not working out. You know,
Eddie was like, that was me. I lived in Nashville, dude. All right, so you figured out how to play. You got all the girls that you wanted.
Yep.
He said
so much.
No, no, no. But I'm sure you use the guitar. Don't lie. You use the guitar.
I used to use the guitar. It's totally not part of my game.
Now you're like, you know what? It's just about the music.
I don't know if you know, but it only really attracts the 13-year-olds for me. I'm a very 13, 14-year-old market, and I just feel like it's a little inappropriate.
Yeah, you just can't show up at parties with a guitar. People just like, ugh.
Yeah,
that guy.
Exactly. Once it's, you know.
That guy.
You know what I like about Alex is like, he's not that guy, you know? Like, he could walk into a room and there'd probably be a guy, a douchey guy, playing a guitar that he knows he could school, and he would just be like, dude, so what kind of stuff? Like, I know that's the type of guy you are. And that's how I know he's going to go far because, you know, some of it is knowing that you're good enough, and he does, and he's just a great musician. And tell me what's next for you. You got an album release in 2 weeks, March 10th. Is that when it's going to be on iTunes?
March 10th, yep.
March
on iTunes.
10th, two
you
weeks.
You can actually pre-order it now, alexhobbsmusic.com.
Oh, let's spell it out. Say it one more time.
It's Alex, H-O-B-B-S.
Oh, you got to spell out Alex, though.
It's the weirdest way to spell Alex ever.
A-L-Y-T.
No.
A-L-E-X, Alex, Hobbs, H-O-B-B-S, music.com.
Yeah, see?
Alex
he was
Hobbs
like playing
now
the
you
fool.
Know.
Dude, I pity the fool.
But what you messed up on is that I would grab the guitar and I'd play Wonderwall because I'm such a douche.
Dude, you're like, that's
the douchiest thing you could do.
Oh, the crowd is not like that. Easy.
That
easy. Guys.
Easy. You gotta be gentle.
Okay,
with this
sixpence. I'll stick with the sixpence.
So tell me some of your major influences.
John Mayer was definitely a big one growing up. And I would say, as of now, Eric Hutchinson, Andy Grammer, who else? When you're put on the spot like this, you're like, oh, who do I like?
But see, that's good, because you're thinking in the moment. You're like, who do I really like?
Those ones, definitely. I just love someone who can, again, take the singer-songwriter approach. I mean, I don't even know how I couldn't mention Ed Sheeran, but just somebody that makes you focus to the lyrics and nothing else, and you figure out, you know, just you're listening to what's important.
Isn't that, like, a great moment where you, like, just hear somebody that you're inspired by.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, whatever you're doing, that combination of the words, the music, the playing, the style, it's all like what I'm hearing, like
yeah,
I want to do.
I'm a big fan of the bare bones stuff. You know, you have a lot of stuff. It's kind of like ADD. You're like, that's cool. Okay, that's cool. And that's fun for a while. But I think when you just get down to just a solo acoustic guitar and a voice and you still say, I like that.
Yeah.
Like, so that's somebody wrote the hell out of that.
Honestly,
song.
That's what it's about. And you know what? That's a great segue to this next song you're going to play. This is actually closing the record, right?
Yeah, this is the last one on the record.
So this is one of my favorite songs that he did, and he actually does it in a really cool way on the record, and he's going to do it solo acoustic tonight. Alex, why don't you introduce the song?
All right, here we go. So this one's called I Want You Back. It is my favorite song. It's a little jazzy. I want you back. Usually go. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
That was the joke in the studio. I want you back.
Anyway, here we go. Hope you guys like it. I want you back in these arms. I cannot stand for another moment apart. Go and find love, and know when you do, there'll be a boy you love waiting for you. I want you back. I want you back. I want you back.
I want you back. Will you please forgive me? If there's one thing I could fix, I wish I had fought for you. We drifted slowly, and if I dictate our future mistakes, I know I haven't changed all that much, but I've grown up in love to admit to this stuff. I hope you hear me over the crowd. I don't like being loud, but I got it shot. I want you back, back in these arms. I cannot stand for another moment apart. Go and find love. Know when you do, there'll be a boy you love waiting for you. I want you back. I want you back. I want you back. It's been a year since conversation. We make feeble attempts to ask, like friends truly do. We go from goodbye to the we can be friends, and then hey, how you been? I know I haven't changed all that much, but I've grown up in love to admit to this stuff. I hope you hear me over the crowd. I don't like being loud, but I got it shot. I want you back, back in these arms. I cannot stand for another moment apart. Go and find love, and know when you do, there'll be a boy you love waiting for you. I want you back.
Yeah, jeez. That was the shit. The shit. That was, we had a little laughing moment in there.
We had a little laughing moment, yeah. I hit a sour note and I just see you lose it. And I'm just
because,
like, ah.
You know what, though? You know what the funny thing is? If you weren't awesome, I wouldn't have laughed. You know what I mean? But it's like, yeah, dude, that was a moment where you're like, okay, that was a no.
Well, everyone was
you
saying,
didn't mean to
oh,
play
that. Man, that was us. Even non-musicians were like, jeez, that was,
no, but it's because you're awesome that I can actually share a moment with you. And you, I was like, I got to turn around or something.
But you did it. You did it.
I was like, you know what?
You
I'm going to write this out.
If anything, you
I'm
going to
let
in.
This radio show be something he remembers. You know?
Well, I don't remember that one.
So, Eddie, I, you know,
yeah.
Alex has got a really good friend, Ryan. Big shout out to Ryan.
Ryan.
So these guys, they were like, dude, we want to help you at one of your shows. You know, so we did this. I did this watermelon festival, and how I knew that Alex and I were going to be friends for decades on end was he and Ryan walked into the green room, and somebody asked Ryan, and he, they're like, "Oh, you guys with the band?" And they just claimed that they were the band. They were like,
and the funny part is Ryan doesn't play an instrument at all. Like he is doesn't have a musical bone in his body. And you can continue. Because
and he was like, yeah, I've been touring for years. He was just like making up total bullshit. And like people were like giving him food and stuff. And they came out and they're like, dude, this is so cool. Like I was like, you guys are awesome.
You missed the crucial part of the story. Somebody goes, what do you play? And he goes, I'm the bassist. And then one of the guys goes, I totally saw you at this show. And he goes, yeah, I played it. That was me.
So I was like, Alex, this guy, he's one of my favorite people on the planet, and he's just a badass musician. So you are playing, where are you playing out these days? I know you've been playing all over. Where do you play when you play in L.A.?
I don't play so much anymore in L.A. The acoustic songwriter scene's a little bit tough. If I go anywhere, I like Genghis Cohen. I think it's super small and vibey. Room 5 is another one that's really, really cool.
Those are great rooms. Those are great
My favorite
rooms.
Room is YouTube. You can find me on YouTube more than anything.
What's the link?
YouTube.com/PepsiFan303. I made it when I was like 6.
Whoa. So, you're like, nobody would ever find me.
They won't let me change it. Just search Alex Hobbs.
I want to live in anonymity for my whole life.
But you're like, nobody will ever know. This is cool.
Yeah, and then it started getting traffic, and now I have, you know, I think I have 8,500 subscribers.
That's amazing.
One of my videos has 300,000 views. And now I'm stuck with Pepsi Fan. That's the end result.
Dude, you have to make that an endorsement, right?
Yeah, I guess
Eddie?
So. I've been calling.
And he's like,
I think that's up to Pepsi.
Well, I mean, he's already got the.
Alex can go. Hey, Pepsi, I'm gonna let you guys sponsor me.
You should just wear a bunch
of Pepsi YouTube page.
And I'm the 303rd fan. I'm Pepsi fan 303. So I was by no means the first.
How did you even come up with that?
You know, it was one of those stupid.
And why do you like Pepsi?
I don't. At the time, it was at the time. I barely even drink it anymore. Just kidding, Pepsi. I drink it all the time. Just kidding. Endorse me still.
Oh, I wasn't even close. I tried. Pepsi, it's not bad. I like Pepsi. Between Pepsi and Coke, you like Coke?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
I'm not a big soda drinker, but Coke.
I'm not a big soda drinker either, but I do like Pepsi every now and then.
Pepsi.
And
or, you know, there's a lot of people on YouTube that like Pepsi, I guess.
He's going to have a full out of people.
They're not even.
Coke.
They're not even following me for the music. They go, he's a Pepsi fan.
Dude, we
so
love him.
I.
We love his music. All right, so are you still writing songs? Like, what's your writing process? What's like one of the best things you love about writing music?
What do I love about writing music? Oh, God. Usually my process is I'll write something cool first on guitar. I'm not the Elton John type that can have lyrics and go, okay, I'm going to put music to this. I'm not that talented, I think.
No,
I think
you have to be pretty talented. Just a different writing.
Yeah.
You know.
So I always come up with something cool on guitar, and then I see what it makes me think of. You know, a lot of times I'll write really stupid lyrics, like went to the park and I bought a swing. You know, it makes no sense, but at the time, you know,
and he was just really inspired by
that.
He
goes,
like, did he buy a swing?
Dude, that might my
that
son
should be your single.
So how much was the swing? Is what but usually I'll start out writing, you know, saying something really stupid just to get that melody down,
right?
And then I decide, okay, what does that make me think of?
I usually say like I'll just say gibberish.
Yeah, gibberish helps too.
That's good that you do words.
I always do words, and I always use the word baby. Baby is like my most used word in the writing.
You gotta write a baby song now.
Yeah, I think that's how Justin wrote it.
Next.
Yeah. Just wait for it. Just gonna be the lyric baby.
So tell us real quick, what's the name of your record?
The name of my EP actually is Caught Dreaming, and it's my first ever, and that was the tough part, I think, because I started writing at 19, but I think it took me a long time to actually release something, because it's scary, because you know that you're branding yourself, this is what I do, this is who
and
I
it's
am.
It's the official first step, you know what I mean?
And you can't really stray away, after you've come out with a sound, that's your sound, and you can't, and not that I was ever going to stray away, but I think it took a lot for me to go, finally, okay, I got to make something, and you know, put it out there because people on
what
YouTube
I love about it too is like you actually thought about the album artwork. You went through a screening process to find graphic artists. You thought about a concept for what you were talking about. Real quick, I want to ask you, how did you come up with the concept of Caught Dreaming? Elaborate.
You know, it's just one of those. I remember I went to music school and I had this girl that would always write in her book, and she would always write, you know, two words or just little phrases that would help her in the songwriting process. I think that was how. Oh God, this is Man
oh,
in the
God,
that's
God?
How Man in, that's how Man in the Mirror was written, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she whoever wrote the song, sorry, blanking on her name. But she had actually written Man in the Mirror, and they were writing the song, and she was flipping through her journal, and she found those words, and that was the inspiration for that song.
Wow.
And so those were two words that I had been toying with for a while, and I thought it was really cool, and I thought it really embodied just the, because I have a very goofy, you know, wordy sound, and it's very.
I wouldn't
dream-like.
Say it's goofy, but
well, there's some songs on it. You know, there's a song "Imagine with Me" that's one of my favorites, and it's a love song, and it's talking about how aliens abducted this girl because she's so cute.
You know what's funny? It's like when I heard that song, when I heard that line, I was like, whoa. It actually made me go, that's something you don't hear in a song all the time. And it made it cool. I was like, you're doing this in a pop format, but you're actually saying something that's really out there.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively.
And those two words I just think really took hold of every song, encapsulated it all in two words.
I think it's awesome that that's your first. It's your first album, and that's what it's called.
I didn't want to do the self-titled thing. Alec Thoughts. I got to call it something, you know?
Yeah. No,
and you don't
cool.
want people to know it's your first, too. Kind of. You just want to.
And it's not a song title. It's something different. That's what I like. It's just
exactly.
Like, it sums up the whole thing.
Yeah.
You're going to do something cool. I asked Alex to do something kind of different, something special for our listeners. So you played some acoustic tracks. You played something from the record. Now you're going to play us some mashup.
All right, yeah. I wasn't
What's
ready for this
up?
At
what
all.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
This is Kanye West's "No One" mixed with "Not the Only One" by what's his name? Sam Smith. How do I forget? And then Ed Sheeran's "Thinking Out Loud," which is just an incredible song.
Let's hear it.
But here we go, guys.
Thank you.
I'm only stalling because I totally don't know the first words. What's how does the chorus for
Kanye you can't sound? Ask me.
Come on, you wrote it. Oh, that is such a burn.
Well, and it's we're been all great. Out of time.
God, thanks. Thank you.
You want to start again?
No, I still don't think I remember.
You want to abort it? Play
Paul McCartney was on it too, and I still.
Oh, the four words.
Yeah. Right. The four
that's
words.
Isn't that what it's called?
No, it's called No One. I didn't come prepared for this at all. So I kind of forgot I was going to do that.
You know what?
I forgot I made that
promise. Don't worry about it. Why don't we abort it? Let's play something. Maybe.
Okay, yeah. Let me play another
original. Maybe I'm in Love. You know, or what's that?
But that song is so good. But I just want to quickly say I think it's so funny. That did you see all those tweets about Paul McCartney? Oh, man, it's so great that Kanye's breaking this artist.
Yeah.
That was...
Paul McCartney must have been like, who's this Kanye guy? You like that Paul McCartney?
It's great. It's great. I didn't know he had a mouthful of marbles. That was...
So this is to make up for the last one. This is Maybe I'm in Love. This is my favorite song on the album. If you guys get it, pre-order it now. Thanks.
Try to shake it off and wake up normal. Don't think about it. Let my brain shut down. Go to a movie by myself. There are times I just can't help needing to be alone. Thoughts trickling down start erupting out my mouth before they're thoroughly thought about. Maybe I'm in love. I don't know, but it feels like I know that I don't like it at all. Ooh. Not that I'm insensitive, just confused by feelings. Yeah, so I've been wrong about everything. What makes this time any different? I don't really want to lose you, but I know that it's too cold for you to stay. Of you. Only explanation now leads back to me. Ah, maybe I'm in love. I don't know what it feels like, but I know that I don't like it at all. Maybe I'm in now leads back to me. Maybe I'm in love. I don't know what it feels like, but I know that I don't like it at all.
So badass. You know what the funny thing is, Eddie? He came over today and he was like, yeah, I want to do this mashup. I was like, dude, your album's about to be released. You should play all your album songs. He was like, no, dude, I really want to do this mashup, dude.
I guess I didn't really want
to. Really,
do
it. Really wanted to.
I remembered the lyrics, just you know, so you know. I played it and I was like, yeah, nah.
You know what? I'm going to call an audible on myself.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to fake not remember the lyrics.
Dude, honestly, that was so dramatic, and what a great setup for
it
that
song. It was great, yeah. I went through one bar, and I don't know if you've ever had this performing live, but you do one bar, and then you go, I'll give it one more bar, and I'll remember it at the next bar. Then it just wasn't coming, and I go, I guess this ain't happened. You can't go for the next bar, because then you're just stolen.
Do you ever do that with comedy? You're just like, I'm going to set this up, and I don't know where I'm going with this. Or is it like, this is going to be down pat?
No, usually you kind of know where you're going, unless you're just thinking if you're just trying to like come up with stuff on the fly.
It's kind of like a story. Have you ever told a story and then you thought in the middle of the story, this is not a good story?
Yes,
I should not continue.
I usually get to the end of it like, wow, that was a lot funnier.
In my head.
When I was thinking about it.
You feel
it
like you told it funnier last time? You're like, I know that's funny.
This is going down the toilet real quick. One more time, Alex Hoff, tell us where.
That was a long plus.
So long.
Are you okay?
So long.
You have something you need to tell us?
Tell us where we can find your music and pre-order that great new record, Caught Dreaming.
Yes, Caught Dreaming, please pre-order it at alexhobbsmusic.com. I will mail it to your house. Alex Hobbs Music, AlexHobbs. Music.com and YouTube.com.
He swallowed a burp at the
YouTube. Don't tell people that. They had no idea.
I'm just kidding.
YouTube.com. You know what? Just go to YouTube.com and type in my name because I'm embarrassed that I'm a Pepsi fan.
Dude, don't be embarrassed. No, Pepsi's great.
You're right. I should be me.
You should be endorsed. Yeah. You're like, yay. What a Pepsi. I'm going to make sure Pepsi's
They're so listening.
I'm not a big Pepsi fan.
I could tell. I just have an ear for when people are listening. Like, Pepsi's listening.
Alex, you are an artist that, A, I definitely want you to come back. Thank you for being a guest on our show.
Thank you for having me.
And we expect great things ahead of you. I can't wait till your album breaks. I can't wait till you play out more. And I can't wait till you just, share this music with so many people that are going to love it. Because I love it. I'm a fan of this cat. You all should be too. Eddie, his nipples are hard. That's how much
super
he loves it.
Rock, I'm real rock hard. Diamond cutter hard.
He gives you the cock of approval. That's us.
Anyway, thanks to Alex,
Eddie,
Nikhil,
Nikki,
Eddie.
Alex, let's just talk over each other.
Good night, Hollywood.